Hi, and welcome to Let's Talk For Real, a podcast hosted by myself, Christopher Mattox, and my co-host, Hannah Robson.
Heya.
This is a podcast, if you know the track, we just sit down, talk about real issues, real opinions, and just on a basis, real talk. And I actually haven't checked the views for our last episode, the actual episode itself.
No, I haven't.
But we're doing quite well with subscribers, coming up to that 1,000.
Which means we'll be doing a Q&A, but way before the Q&A, we would need like questions come in, like Twitter, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram. You name it, really.
Or email if you like want any advice, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And, in case you guys can't notice, if you're listening to this on the podcast or even watching it, you'll not only hear the difference, but you'll see the difference if you're watching us on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
Got nothing brand new mic. Got rid of that old one.
Yeah, that really, like, I think that was terrible.
I'm not going to lie to
you. Yes.
I'm not going to lie to you guys. Yeah, just what I was doing, I was using the mic on the camera. The mic we actually had didn't even work.
Mm.
And some people actually dropped onto that, you know. People on the Facebook page were messaging me that.
Mm.
But, be sure to let us know what you think about the mic. I think it's actually really good, to be honest.
It's original. I mean, it's a round one. It's actually called blue, but it's white. I mean, it's like something that's silver and it's called black. Mm. But it's blue. I mean, like, it's a good name for it, I guess.
Yeah, these guys, I don't know if you'll pronounce it. Oh, yeah, it's blue.
It's blue.
Yeah.
B-L-U-E. Yeah.
But these guys, they're quite a good company that they, with all the research I was doing, they're up there. So, yeah.
Perfect, yeah.
It's you to open us up with the funny
joke.
Yeah, please be funny.
I hope you're
going to
look. Because I had to think about this one when I first read it. I was like, how does this work? I thought, oh yeah, this is good. So if you don't like this one, I don't know what you like.
Mm.
So anyway, so why do cows wear bells?
To be heard.
Because their horns don't work. You get it?
What horns?
Horns. Like, they have horns, you know, because that's why they wear bells.
Cows have horns?
Yeah. No, like, you get it. Some cows wear bells, yeah, on their neck.
Yes.
Yeah. So, if, for example, for a car, obviously it has a horn, and a cow doesn't have a horn, does it? It doesn't have horns. It has horns, but it doesn't work. So they're using their bell to tell people, hey, get the hell out of the way, you know what I mean?
I get the joke, but it's just not funny.
Oh my god, I liked it anyway.
Oops, sorry about that, guys.
I don't know what happened there.
Yeah, I'm still trying to get used to this new setup with the mic, because I'm trying to learn how to sync it all up. It's just bear with me, guys, alright? So, topic one is, in your opinion, why do you think we smoke and track our fingers? So, begin with whatever one you want to begin with.
So, the smoking first, because that's the first question.
All right.
Yeah.
So, why do you think that is?
Smoking, because a lot of people would say it's addictive. I don't know how it's addictive, because it's disgusting. I mean, when I first took my first cigarette, I mean, you weren't happy. But I thought, how the hell are people addicted? This is disgusting.
Mm.
I mean, I understand why, obviously, my mum smoked in the past. She wasn't, like, a proper change. She said, I only social smoke. Only when I go, when my friends I smoke. But any other the time, she would never smoke. And she only smoked once in the house, but with the windows wide open, fair enough. You know, because she had a friend over. But they say, smoking is addictive. It's got nicotine in it, blah, 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 whatever they're putting in it. I mean, I can't understand. It doesn't make sense to me. I mean, for my granddad, he smoked about 50 a day, and I'm not joking. And for anyone, any of you smokers, smoked about 50 a day, you know, you're lucky to still be alive. But, I mean, he's still lucky to be alive after 10 years.
Yeah.
I mean, that's because he had a heart bypass, not just a single one. But that's what basically kept him alive. I mean, the doctor said to him, I don't know if I said this before on the podcast, but if he even touched one cigarette, he's a goner, really. But anyway.
But he doesn't smoke anymore, does he?
No, never. I mean, obviously, when he had to stop smoking, you know, you know the white thing that your mum's smoking? The white thing sometimes.
Yeah.
My granddad used to, like, use it, like, proper use it. He wouldn't touch, go nowhere near cigarettes. Then he would walk by someone, you stink of smoke, yeah?
Yeah.
And then he would go, oh, that he's disgusting. Did I really smell like that? So, yeah, granddad, you smelled like rank. Now you smell proper, better now. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, so, yeah, but that's what I mean is, like, why do we begin to smoke in the first place?
It's called basically boredom or something. Boring, like, oh, I feel boring, like, I'm bored, oh, I just want a cigarette or something. I thought, nah, come on.
Nope. I believe that might be the case with cracking fingers, but with smoking, no.
Did it?
With smoking, no, that's not the case. Mm. With smoking, would you not say it's peer pressure? That is all the torches used to smoke and all that stuff. And
I think so, yeah, definitely. I mean, I never got peer pressure to do anything, thank God. But if anyone tells you to say, oh, go on, smoke one cigarette, it'll be fine, there'll be no harm. I think once you...
Yeah, go on.
Once you smoke one cigarette, that's it. You might be hooked or you might be not. There's a 50-50 chance.
Yeah.
It's one of those.
Yeah.
Good. And for someone to be peer pressured in it, it's disgusting in a way. I mean, no one should ever be peer pressured into doing anything.
But not like Paolo was saying the other day, you have to be mentally strong.
Definitely,
like,
yeah.
Like with situations like that, you just have to tell yourself, no, I don't want to do it, bust off.
Yeah.
Like, get lost. You want to damage your nuts, that's your problem.
Mm-hmm.
But me personally, I think that's why people smoke, but also stress.
Oh yeah, stress definitely.
No, the big problem with that is that when you smoke due to stress, you get more stressed,
yeah.
And you get stressed because you're not smoking.
Yeah.
Like, it's a constant cycle.
I think when it comes to, I mean, for me, I rather eat when I'm stressed than I smoke, rather smoke, because smoking is much more unhealthy.
Well,
I mean, on a single cigarette, there's about how many chemicals? I read somewhere. There's more than about 1,000 chemicals.
Probably.
In one cigarette. And imagine we have 20 packs now only, not 10, but there's 20.
They don't do 10s no more?
No.
Only 20s?
They stopped doing 10s about... way before I met you, so about over 10-15 years ago, they stopped doing 10 packs.
Really?
10-15, yeah, because I remember, now because I work in a store, and everyone's like, oh, can I have a 10 pack of, for example, B&H Jewel?
Mm-hmm.
I said, sorry, we don't do 10 packs. They're like, oh, don't you? I said, yeah, after 15 years, we only do 20 packs, and when it comes to tobacco, it's either you're going to get 30 grams or 50 grams. There's obviously only limited to what you can get. And obviously with the, I've noticed now with some of the cigarettes, if you smoke Pall Mall Blue XL, they add 3 more, so it's 23 cigarettes in a pack instead of 20.
Yeah, I don't really get that.
I don't get that. I mean, come on.
But I know they, I mean, they still sell tobacco, what, 50 grams?
Yeah, 30 or 50 grams. And so I said, can I have 5 grams? We don't have 5 grams. What are you talking about?
What did they used to be?
I have no idea. I wasn't interested back in them days, really.
Fair enough.
So, yeah.
But I'm on Google now, right? And I actually asked Google the same question, and this is what they have to say. Nicotine and other chemicals in tobacco smoke are usually absorbed into the blood through the lungs. From the nicotine quickly spreads throughout the body. When taken in small amounts, nicotine causes pleasant feelings and distracts the user from unpleasant feelings. This means the tobacco user wants to use it more.
So
what that is saying, basically, it's like a rush.
It's adrenaline rush, you mean?
No, not adrenaline rush, okay. But it's like a... It's to do with another thing we're going to talk about later, but it's a way of escaping reality, basically.
Fine, so you and you like your own bubble.
Let's say you have a paid event, your boyfriend or girlfriend has just dumped you, your best friend's the scepter of your ex. One of that amounts and piles up to you.
Oh, okay.
You get so much stress, you're smoking that.
You feel much more relaxed, but then you don't.
And then I can only. Oh, shit, I need to go to Tesco, I need to go to Sainsbury's, like, I need to go out, I don't have any more cigarettes.
Oh my god, so that's how it's addictive, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know how it is. I mean, that's disgusting.
That's why I understand when people say that, I'm going to quit, but then every day,
but then
like,
they never do know.
I'm sure it must be hard, depending on, like, when you started.
I think for my granddaddy, it didn't affect him, really. I think it kind of hit him when we kept saying to him, including my mum, she's like, if you smoke any more right now, you're going to die this, you're going to die that. And my granddad felt a bit insecure inside, like, well, if I don't stop, I'm going to, you know, sometimes I notice when he's got stressed, he'd quickly go out the back garden and just have a cigarette. He would never smoke inside the house. Obviously, the house they're still living in, that's when he was still smoking, but obviously he's not anymore. He wouldn't even dare to. And even he'd get a bit stressed, I'm going to die soon, I'm just going to go for a quickie out the back, you know.
Because I know the attitude that people who smoke, that they have, yeah, which I understand, they say, like, oh, well, you know, I'm going to die anyway, so what's the point?
Yeah, but once if you're, like, in your late 20s...
But look at people look at people who do smoke, like, I know the actress probably does smoke in real life, because she does on the show, Dot Brannin.
Dot Brannin, yeah.
On EastEnders, yeah?
Yeah.
I mean, if the character smokes that much, then obviously the actress does as well, yeah?
Mm.
And she's bare old, so imagine how old she is, but she still smokes, for instance.
Oh, I don't know.
My grandma never smoked, and she... I don't have her card up here, but she lived up to, like, 90-something. Yeah. Because my grandma was quite a healthy woman. In Ireland, they're generally quite healthy anyway.
Yeah, I mean, if you had to retire somewhere, I mean, where would you retire mainly?
I don't know. I'm not thinking that far ahead, to be honest with
you.
No,
we're only, in our early 20s. I mean, it'd be nice to retire abroad somewhere, but not too hot.
Mm.
I mean, I don't know where, but anywhere nice that's in the countryside, I guess.
But I'm on Google right now, yeah, and it's giving me 9 reasons why people start. Okay. This one, touches of freedom. So, if anyone's interested in history, listen to this. Before the 1920s, women who smoked were seen as immoral. Smoking a cigarette and the various techniques used to smoke were seen as a display of masculinity. However, jumping on a bandwagon of the suffrage movement. The American Tobacco Company was eager to tap into the female market. Cigarettes therefore became. What's that word? I'm just going to say, shown as a symbol of liberation and independence for women.
Okay.
So that could be one reason. Like, actually, that I believe, even if you compare that to today's world, I'm sure you get these rebellious teenagers, girls especially, they're smoking just to prove a point to their mum or whatever.
Fair enough.
Like, mum, leave me alone, I'm 16 now, I'm just smoking, I can do whatever I want, it's like, no, you can't. And all that sort of stuff, innit? And this one, which we said, which I'm not going to get into, social acceptance.
Social acceptance.
Basically, peer pressure.
Sophistication.
Smoking was once considered as an act of elegance and sophistication. Men were seen lighting cigarettes dressed in tailor suits, while women held long, sleek cigarette holders. Yeah, remember those? Those long...
Oh, they're cool. Oh, can I bring... I mean, that's so original. I like this, the holders, but...
Smoking became a symbol of one's status and class. Businessmen in the 1960s were rarely seen without a cigarette in their hands, especially cigars as well back then. Cigars were way more popular.
I'm just trying to think some of my family smoked a pipe, and they're strong.
Oh, what, like an actual...
Oh, pipe.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm trying to think who. Because
that's
my...
like pure,
was
that's
it
why.
My... Oh, God. No, he wouldn't smoke a pipe. No, it's my granddad's side of family. One of them smoked a pipe. And my mum said, Christ, it was so strong. I had to go outside for like 2 hours or something.
But, yeah, like, basically what they're saying here is, like, back in the day, smoking was seen, like, as a really cool thing to do.
Yeah, but it's still, unfortunately, it's still carried on today.
Yeah, and it still carries on. Weight loss? Really? Coffee and cigarettes are often considered diet models. Yeah, fair enough, I guess.
I mean, if you're, for example, if someone's craving food and never eating, I thought, oh, no, I'll just have a cigarette just to get rid of the craving.
Yeah, if you're trying to lose weight, I guess that's one way to do it.
Oh, God.
Or coping mechanism. Many people believe that smoking will
help
them
deal... Mechanism.
Well, whatever. It helps them deal with stress and feelings of anxiety. Yeah, so if you're depressed and stuff like that, smoking helps. I mean, none of that is really stuff I didn't already know, but...
Yeah, true.
So... Just like the history stuff, I found interesting,
no,
to be honest.
Yeah, true.
And moving on to the
second why part, do we crack our fingers?
Yeah.
Or joints, or if you can hear that.
So no, I'm going to give you, first of all, before we start talking about it, I'm going to give you the little description I have here. According to traditional belief, popping of the joints, especially knuckles, can lead to
arthritis, and other joint problems, which is. True, I guess, yeah, later in life.
But it's the same as smoking. Smoking leads to cancer, which is like one of the worst things, and we still do it. I mean, and the good thing about smoking, I'm not saying this is a good thing, but I'm saying, like, with the boxes that you buy, yeah, or even tobacco, they always at least have, like, no, don't smoke today, otherwise you see this picture, that's going to be you. No. You know those things.
I think so.
And then I'd show a picture of a baby, like, oh no, you see this baby? That's going to be you. No. You know those things. And like, all of you smoke.
No, all I've seen is the plain packets with those horrible, like, pictures on, like,
yes,
someone
with a
dead
it,
man, you lost your leg, infertility, erectile dysfunction or something.
Yeah.
You know, that's disgusting. I mean, bleh.
But, so yeah, the cracking, what word did you say that was?
Arthritis.
No, the cracking mechanism and the resulting sound is caused by carbon dioxide calcination bubbles. Suddenly,
oh, this is air, you release an air in your joints. That's
yeah, which I already knew this anyway. Yeah. So that weren't nothing new to me, but what I want to know is why do we start to do that in the first place? It doesn't really tell you as such. It just tells you the facts and figures and all that sort of stuff. When did you start?
What, cracking my fingers?
Yeah.
When I was my early teens.
But that's the whole point. You don't even know, do you?
Yeah, but I don't know, but I know my early teens.
Yeah, same. Was it because you saw kids at school doing your
football? No, because I thought, oh, I did it in class once, I was bored, you know. Oh, maths, I hate it. Crack. Or not bothered to see
him
back, you know what I mean?
Because that one, even Google, does he have no knowledge on, to be honest. So
I thought Google was that intelligent, but obviously not, I mean...
Well, that's all down to the person, though, really. Why do you do it?
It is obviously
all down to the person. And why do you think we play games? Is it to escape reality?
I guess so. I think for me, yeah. I mean, when you came from work, I was playing my game. And that's for me, not to escape reality, because I felt like it, like playing, I haven't played in a while. But obviously, some people do like to escape reality. If they're playing online, for example, yeah.
Yeah.
That's them completely avoiding the world. You know what I mean? Like,
what, if they play online?
If they play online, not avoiding the world, but if they're online, they like to like compete with other people that's around the world. But if you're in your room, you're basically in your own like small bubble as well.
Yeah, so even Noodle was saying what you sort of said here. A big reason why we love to play video games so much is that it feels like an escape from our boring, average day lives. Other reason is because they just give you a sense of accomplishment, which is true. Like, with any game you play on Xbox or PlayStation, for example, Red Dead Redemption, if you've just done Chapter 1, a trophy, or if you're playing on Xbox, I think it's an achievement.
Mm-hmm.
If you, like, comes up on the corner saying, "Well done, you've just done it, here's your trophy," like, "Oh yeah, I'm making moves," like,
mm-hmm.
it gives you that little sense of, even like back in the day with Mario,
yeah.
when you finally complete that last level, you see Princess Peach,
yeah.
that was your big set, that, "Yo, I've done
something." I finally saved her.
Yeah, just for her to get captured in the next game.
Didn't I tell you I saved her?
Yeah, what one? There's loads.
There was the Mario. Oh my god. This was on PC.
PC?
This was on PC. Wasn't it PC?
Mario was.
It was. I don't know, but. It was Mario Super Mario World or something. Mario 64. Super Mario 64. I think. I don't know. Yeah, I ended up playing all the like side missions, and I got to the last time. Of saving her, then I saved her, and then once that I finished the game, I'm like, "Well, what now?"
No, well, know, like, I see what they're saying here. Like, some of that is true for myself. Like, especially if it's a hard game, like really hard.
Mm-hmm.
Like the hardest game, I wouldn't say this was a hard game, but Spider-Man, for example, actually, yeah, it was. If you done the hardest level, you guys know. He done the hardest level, then trust me, it was hard.
But you know me, I'd done the easiest level because I wasn't much of a.
Yeah, because you just like the story.
I've got a story, yeah.
And you don't really want much of a challenge.
Have you ever had a PS? You've had a PS2, innit?
Yeah, I've had two.
I had this game. Obviously, game you probably don't know it. It's called Dog's Life. Never heard of it, right? It's called Dog's Life. And when I started playing it, I thought, oh my god, I can never finish this. And I finished the game 3 times. It was so hard. No, trust me. I had to think, like, concentrate 100% just to finish the game once, because I never got to. It's basically the bones your dog gets. You have to hunt for bones. Depends what level you're. So you get one in the first chapter. You get like up to 8 or 9 bones, then you can go. That's the you can get to the spring area, then you get into the snowy mountains area.
Yeah.
Then you can get to actual where they're taking all these dogs to, and what it's all complicated. I mean, if I end up explaining the story of it, you probably think, "Oh, it's not that good." But you would have to watch.
It's not that good.
Yeah, you would have to watch the trailer. I mean, I'm a crap explaining games.
What's it called?
Dog's Life.
All right, guys, go on YouTube. Type in Dog's Life.
Is on PS2.
Trailer, and just make your own minds up about it.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not good at explaining things, so hopefully that will explain more better for you.
Me personally, I'm not even going to bother.
So, yeah.
But, I've got a few stats up here, right? I'm not going to say the stats, but I'm just going to say a bit of what they're saying. To socialise is one reason. So, like you said, with online gaming, you can socialise.
Yeah,
in a way,
yeah.
Like, especially with VR and stuff like that. Now, with VR, you're definitely escaping reality. You're nowhere near in reality anymore.
No, you're in virtual reality. Yeah. That's why it's called VR, for
sure. Yeah, exactly. And like we already said before, accomplishment,
mm-hmm.
emotional. So if you've had a really hard day, it could be the same as smoking. If you're really stressed out from your day.
Yeah, definitely.
Just play GTA, Call of Duty.
Basically shooting games.
Yeah.
I mean, if you had a bad day at work, you come in, you're in a grumpy mood, you're angry, you're upset, and you're probably thinking, "Oh, I'll just play GTA and shoot the hell out of people." Then after you played it, you feel much more better. Trust me, that's my therapy. I don't need to go to a counsellor.
Or if you have Nintendo Wii, play Nintendo Sports, isn't it? Play boxing, like, pop, pop, pop,
yeah,
pop, pop.
I was actually quite good at the boxing one. I think I got pro in that. I got pro in tennis. I got pro in golf. I got pro in I got pro at bowling because I was good at bowling. I mean, I missed those days.
Mm, same. Mm. And for me, I would say as well, another reason why we do it is for money.
Oh yeah, true, money.
Because for the likes of FIFA, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I know because I play the game. FIFA, I don't know how often they do this, but there's a competition, like a tournament, throughout the world. Or is it regional? I'm not really too sure. But and if you get to like the top, you get money for that.
Mm.
And status as well. So like okay. People look at you and go, right, that's the best guy in the UK or the best guy in the world at FIFA sort of thing, isn't it? And that's... and that's
I read on Sky Sports, that's a spoiler, don't I?
But that's why people do it, isn't it? And as well, we can sort of link this. Would you say they're helpful at all? Or are they just all bad? Like,
helpful in what way?
In general, any sort of way.
I think if they're educational, that's helpful. If they're like...
So brain training, for instance.
Yeah, that's helpful. I mean, you know, if you're... For example, homeschooled, or you don't believe in going to school, do that. I mean, or you can get a personal tutor, or you can play that on your spare time, you know, get your maths good, or your English could help you in a way, I don't know.
And would you say Fortnite is helpful at all?
No.
Why?
Because it's, obviously in my last podcast, people were still angry about it. That's... The event happened in Norwich where I used to live.
Yeah.
The showground. They had obviously an event there. And a load of parents were unhappy because it turned quite violent, I guess.
Well, I would disagree with you that 100%. Fortnite helps a lot.
How?
Well, first of all, with... especially with Fortnite. Because with... You know when they're building stuff?
Yeah.
And... With me, I hold my hands up. When I played Fortnite, all I was really good at was the shooting and being a camper, basically. Yeah.
Just like Call of Duty, like you said.
Huh?
Call of Duty.
Yeah, just like, but Call of Duty was like what better. But with Fortnite, I'm sure you've seen these sort of people, like, they're in the middle of a gunfight. Mm-hmm. Next thing you know, they have a Fortnite 10 seconds later. Why? Because the kid, or... If you're an adult man like Drake, playing Fortnite.
Or Ozil.
Yeah, or if you've got... or Ozil. If you've got those quick reflexes to be able to think on your feet like that.
Fair enough, I mean...
So Fortnite could teach you to be quick thinking.
On your reflexes, I guess.
And not just that, but it could teach you strategy as well. So, with every game, I don't know if it's changed, but... There's 100 people per session, yeah?
Yeah.
So when you're landing, you're looking on a map and you're thinking to yourself straight away, you're already strategizing without knowing because you're thinking, right, where should I land? Should I land in a place that I know is quite heavily populated, or should I land on a place that not many people go to, so I know I'm going to be safe straight away?
Fair enough, okay. Your opinion, and I've had mine. I mean, I'm talking, hopefully...
Right, tell me any game when I can argue with you right now, there will be benefits to it, any sort of game.
Okay, GTA.
GTA, the benefits of that? Well, the benefits of that is escaping reality, you're relieving the stress.
Yeah, but there's no benefit for it, is it?
Yes, there is.
I mean educational.
Educational-wise, no, but it doesn't have to be. It could be a benefit. It could be a benefit to do with your life, though. Help you through the day. I never said it had to be educational. And if you really do want it to be educational, then GTA teaches you the things you know what not to do.
What not to do? Why did they put it on there for? If you don't know what to do, I mean, come on.
Now, me personally, I think if you look at it, any game could be helpful to you at any knowledge is power.
Yeah, I take knowledge is power, yeah, definitely. I let my kid play that. If I see my kid playing GTA or Fortnite, I'll say, turn that crap off. Now.
I'll tell them to keep playing
Fortnite. No, mate. I just take the console away from it. Where did you get that console?
I'll give them, like, okay, you can't play Fortnite for this amount of time or whenever, But Fortnite, in my opinion, if you really think about it, if you're thinking logically, Fortnite is really good for kids. It literally teaches them to think outside the box. Minecraft is another one. Would you say that's helpful, yes or no?
I think I'd take Minecraft.
Because that one especially, all the stuff they do in there, I could argue with you right now and say the stuff they do in there is art. The stuff that they do on Minecraft. Because, if you really think about it, yeah, the stuff they do, if you look at it, you think to yourself, how do they do that? By the way, yeah, leave the phone on there.
Why?
Because if it buzzes, it's going to affect the mic. But with Minecraft...
It's all silent, it's
but
fine.
With Minecraft, would you not agree? With that one?
Yeah, obviously, with that one, I do.
And... Oh, what was it called back in the day?
What
was it that they played on South Park? When Cartman was like, "Mom, get the bucket! I need to eat in a bucket!" Remember, and they all got fat just all playing that game. Just I wanted to beat that guy. That nerd.
I don't know.
What was it, World of Warcraft or something?
I don't know, maybe, I don't know. He plays
that sort of game. I could argue, again, that teaches you strategy.
But he's got so much anger. People can have so much anger if they lose.
Yeah, like FIFA, for instance, or Fortnite again.
Oh my god.
Depends on how passionate you are about the game. But you could say the game helps you to get release the anger at least. Like, would you rather the person destroy the console or beat up their wife?
Destroy the console, then I don't have to get another one. Fair enough for me.
But moving on to my favourite part, what's the score? Now, obviously, as you guys know, we had special guests last week, Paolo, and obviously I'm going to go through all the results and all the fixtures and predictions that we said, and I'm just trying to note it now, whilst I'm trying to note it. You guys can let us know if you want to see him again. Just put it in the description below. He says he's up to do another one. Not anytime soon, but he says he wants to do another one, innit? Alright, I'm going to go with the first game. Arsenal versus Southampton. As you know, Arsenal won 2-0.
It's 2-0, yeah.
Was it? Yeah, I wouldn't know I was at work today, innit? But Arsenal won 2-0. You said that Arsenal would win 2-1.
Oh!
So you got the result right, but not
yeah.
the
so
score.
So that's how many points is that I've got?
One.
That's 1 point. Oh no!
Paolo
so
said it was going to be 1-1 draw. So he got that completely wrong. And I just realised Arsenal, if they won 2-0, that's a clean sheet then.
Yeah. Oh, thank God, a clean sheet.
Yeah.
Yay, finally.
That's rare. Well, these days, whenever I ask them to do a clean sheet, I don't care if it's 1-0 or 2-0, whatever. To me, that's impressive.
Enough, yeah.
With our defence. And I said 1-0, so I got the clean sheet part right. So me and you get 1 point there, yeah? Now, with Man U versus Liverpool, I'm going to tell you right now. Oh, wait, no, you... Okay, right, we'll go with Paolo first. In case you guys didn't hear him the last time, he's a Man U fan. So he's going to be very... Actually, I don't know, you know, if he's going to be disappointed or happy. Me, as an Arsenal fan, I'm extremely delirious because it ended 0-0.
Did it?
No
what
goals.
What did he say?
Paolo said 2-1. That Man U was going to win 2-1. And the funny thing is, yeah, Man U, I don't know who it was, but I know there was like two injuries and something to do with Rashford. I think he was one of the injuries or whatever, yeah. So they had two injuries within like 25 minutes of the game to sort out. But even with those injuries, Man U never lost, but they never won. And Liverpool didn't even beat them with all those injuries. Like, what the hell? How did you not even beat a injured Man U? Like, especially with the team Liverpool have. I'm telling you now, they're not going to win the league. Palermo thinks they are, but they're not. They don't have the mentality.
I mean, I think it's the fight between Liverpool and Man City.
Yeah, it is.
It's the fight, yeah.
But Man City are going to win. I don't think Liverpool are.
Because Man City are much more of a stronger team, I guess. And their head coach seems more direct to them. You know, say, if they lose even one game, you've seen the documentary on Netflix.
That's what I was about to say.
No, Amazon Prime.
Yeah. If you guys have watched that documentary on Amazon Prime, then boy, you know how Pep is. Mm. He does not take... he does not take no prisoners. But, so yeah, Pano said 2-1.
Mm-hmm.
You got the draw right, because you said it was going to be a draw, but you said 2-2. So that's 1 point for you.
Okay.
I got it wrong, because I said Liverpool was going to win 3-1. So, right now, you're winning with 2 points, yeah?
Yes.
You're on a roll.
If I could, bet on football, I don't know what I'd do.
And coming up to Bournemouth versus Wolves, again, another game that not many of us got right. So, Paolo said Wolves were going to win 3-2, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I should tell you the result first. It was 1-1, it's a draw, yeah?
1-1, okay.
Right, so Paolo said Wolves were going to win 3-2, wrong, 0 points. I said it was going to be 2-1 for Wolves, wrong, 0 points. Mm. And you said 3-1 for Wolves, wrong, 0 points. Mm. So, at the end, that leaves us with you winning this week's What's the Score? With 2 points, I got 1 point, and Mr. Paolo Silva got 0 points. Le poir.
So, if you're watching this, you didn't win. Sorry.
No.
So, I won. So, you.
But moving on to what's happening, and I'm going to steal one of your stories.
Well, can we just talk about it as well, please?
All right, we can both talk about it.
Because I'm actually quite... I knew this was going to happen
a
long time ago.
Me too. So, yeah. And I saw this as soon as I got back from work. It was like breaking news on our phone, and I'm going to open it up, yeah? Brexit... Right, let me get into the mic here just so you can all understand me. Brexit could be delayed. Now, let us know... Give us a thumbs up. Actually, no. Give us a thumbs up if you're not surprised, okay? Brexit could be delayed until 2021 under plans being explored by the EU's most senior officials at a time of growing
exacerbation, I don't know.
Over Theresa May's handling of the talks. A lengthy extension of the negotiation has begun. Well, what do you think about that?
Well, obviously, it's
that's
not...
That's top trending, by the way.
Yeah, but it's not a straightforward a task to do. I mean, it's probably the most hardest things we can do in history is make Brexit happen, if you know what I mean.
So, are you...
Before
so,
we
you're
had...
basically kissing Theresa May's ass right now?
No.
You're saying, oh, come on, it's not her fault. She's got a whole job.
No. Before we were...
Just before you go on, yeah, who goes into a negotiation and goes, right, here's what I want, and they go, no. And then you go into the same room the next week and go, okay, I know you said you didn't want this, but do you still want this? Like, you say in the same negotiation twice. Come on. It's like me going on... It's like me dealing with someone who wants to kill himself and say, don't kill yourself. And he goes, I'm going to kill myself. So you're going to have to think of something different to say. And then you say this, don't kill yourself. And he killed himself. Now, what the hell?
Just to be...
Well, it's true though, isn't it?
This thing, I'm thinking when my... going back to the 30s, 40s and 50s.
When we wasn't in the EU.
I think things were much better back then, but that was during the Second World War. And obviously they had like had a lot of events going on, like kids were evacuated to the countryside, people who lived back in London had you know, had ration books, so when they went shopping they had they even I said to my grandmas, you got your ration book still? They're like, my what? Oh, you throw them away. I mean, they could be worth quite a bit, because they'll actually, you know, if we did make Brexit happen, we would actually, they would bring back ration booklets, because we would be so limited on food.
And where did you hear this?
No, this is what I think of. This is what my opinion. Yes, my opinion. Right. So, if Brexit's going to happen.
Yeah, if.
If.
Big if.
If, big if Brexit happens. They might as well bring back the ration booklets again, because the amount of food that comes into this country is not from this country. Think about it. We would be so limited on foods. If we went to, for example, right, we're shopping at Sainsbury's, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And they say we're going shopping, so we're only allowed at least, say, four pints of milk for that whole week. So like green and blue, done, not allowed anymore, right? Only a loaf of bread, done. Try to think what else, what are the essentials.
Well, before you go on about that, did you hear with the that Brexit survival kit that they made?
No,
like there's some next Brexit survival kit. I don't know where I saw it. I forgot. I saw it. They was talking about it on BBC. It's like, you know that stuff where you just add water and then boom, it's food.
You add water and it's food. No, that's that film. That's that film. Remember Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs, inventor?
Yeah, but they're doing something like that now with Brexit. Like, if you buy this kit, you're good for like months on end. And this one woman, she brought like, I don't even know how many kits to last her for for freaking thousands of years.
I think we should do that.
We'll
save a lot of money, I think.
Oh, come on, it's just a terrible way to do.
Oh yeah, definitely, yeah.
We're going to talk together of the stories this week, because they're quite a lot to cover.
Obviously.
That I want to talk about as well. Mm-hmm. I
can't
find it on my phone, but I'm sure you guys have heard about a certain special lady in the UK.
Oh yeah. Oh, right, it might be on my story. Wait. I'm getting there.
Well, you get to that part that there. I know.
Is it here? No, it's not on my stories anymore.
Well, you look into it while I talk about another story.
Oh, I don't know.
Where anyone here who's a football fan, if you're happy. Well, by the time this is out, you'll know the result anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But Man City beat Chelsea. I don't know what the score was, but it had to come down to penalties, I know that much.
Man City won on penalties, I know.
But I don't know what the score was. But Chelsea, man, they've become a joke this season, honestly.
They're the ones, you know, going to totally flop, I tell you.
Because they started off quite well. Them, Man City and Liverpool, those three were the three best teams at the very beginning. And now Chelsea have flopped. That all they've got really left go for them is the Europa League. Same as Arsenal, but at least Arsenal are fourth place now. You know that? Arsenal are fourth place now because of that
victory. Well, I think I got it up now.
Alright, now go on.
So, I think, I don't know, this is completely updated by last Wednesday.
Alright.
I can't pronounce the name. Isis Bride Shamia. I think it's...
Right.
Begum. Full transcript. Quote, it was nice at first, like in the videos. I don't know what she means by that, really. I mean, if you've seen the news or heard on Twitter, Facebook, there's Jeremy Corbyn saying, this is, disgusting. I mean, and why is the government revoking her? So basically, she has no citizenship to come back here at all. And then Jeremy Corbyn saying, actually, she was born here. Why were you stopping her from coming back? And I'm just thinking, Jeremy, she could be a spy. Come on, think deep. That's what most people think. We don't want someone who's ran to join ISIS back in 2015. And now it's 2019. She could be, planting anything here. Think about it. I mean, most people were angry about her coming back. I mean... there was a petition to say, like, you know, don't let her back in the UK. She stay where she is. What do you mean she wants to come home? She is home. You know what I mean?
My view on that is, with Brexit as well, right? I'll snag off Brexit non, like, all day long. But with Brexit, I want them to at least sort out situations like that. So it's not even up for debate. So there's like, right, this woman, she is linked with ISIS, or there's a very high possibility of that. So we're going to tell her, no, go home. So, like, well, don't not go home, but, like, get out of our country, sort of thing. Because I don't really know the full length to that story with that woman yet. But if she is a risk to the country, then don't let her come.
Exactly, yeah, simple as that. I mean,
because I heard about Jeremy Corbyn as well, yeah, and I heard him being like, oh, yeah, but I want her to come back to explain herself. What is there to explain?
There's nothing to explain. There you go. I think she was back, I mean, 2015, 16, 17, 18, 19. She's been away for 4 years. That's enough for us to say, no, you know, turn around and go back. You know what I mean?
And why all that time she comes back now?
What do you think? There's going to be a lot of, what's it called? Not riots, but...
Trouble.
I mean, what was those marches called?
Because her neighbours,
yeah.
Senior figures in the Muslim community have come out to support the decision of her, you know, not being here. Now, why is that? Why would your neighbours in the Muslim community turn out to say to you, no, you're not welcome here?
Hmm.
So obviously they know, like, she's doing some next dodgy stuff.
She's dodgy stuff. I mean, obviously it's in another country, obviously going to be dodgy. And the UK doesn't want it to come here. I mean, the law here is absolutely strict. I mean, come on. I think not that strict, but it can be strict.
It wants to be.
Yeah. So, oh my God.
But moving on with the actually, you know what, yeah.
Actually, no, I got the score for the Man City game in Chelsea.
What was it?
It was 4-3.
Yeah, on penalties.
Yeah, it was close, yeah. 4-3,
So they won 4-3 on penalties.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? We're going to end the stories there for this week.
Yep.
Because nearly every week it always turns out to be Brexit. And Brexit unfortunately,
this.
It's
Brexit
gonna,
that.
And it's going to be that way until 2021. And I'm going to end it with this. I was against Brexit at the very beginning, and I still am, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
All I want is clarity on the situation. Mm-hmm. Make it clear. Brexit yes, Brexit no. Because there's still debates going now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, we're not sure Brexit's going to happen at all. If we do this, if we march, if we do this, then Brexit could still not happen. Like, please, shut up. Just let Brexit happen, please.
Yeah, because I think it needs to happen. I mean, it's better for...
I voted against it.
You voted against Brexit.
And I still strong. And not with the people that did vote for Brexit. Now I want to, like, take it back. And go, no, I don't know what I was doing. Yeah. Can I take my vote back, please?
The thing is, I come from a family where...
Conservatives, basically.
No, my grand is now Labour, full on. No, back in the day, he said Conservatives were good back in his day.
Oh, yeah, no, what's her name? Margaret Thatcher. Yeah, she was very good back in the day.
No, my grandparents were a bit of a fan of us. And
racist,
I'm thinking, are you serious?
She was a racist SLT. She hated the Irish.
Mm, I don't know where my...
It was her that was behind poisoning the potatoes, you know that. That's a bit of facts for you.
Oh, now I know what to tell my grandparents. To say, yeah, you know that witch, you like? What witch? Yeah, Margaret Thatcher. Oh, yeah, she was this, she was that. Oh, she nearly poisoned the Irish.
Listen, I'm done with all the politics for today. I want to move on. And online banking, is it good or not? Including contactless. I know it's not online banking, but it's still within that category, I think.
Online banking, in a way, I think, I was quite curious about it. I wasn't sure to use it because of the hacking and fraud and, you know, crap that goes along to do with it. You know, anyone can just pretend you're that person, but when you're not,
True, but well, I'll give you my story as well with what happened with me. I got hats.
But like, that's with Halifax, it's crap. You know?
Yeah, well, yeah, but just, and that happened as soon as I done online banking. Like, I started getting like all these figures coming out of my account, very small figures for me not to notice.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden it got bigger and bigger and bigger. Yeah. And those, and then I contacted the bank and I, oh yeah, but we can't do nothing about those. And I was like, all right, I'll leave you, no problem. And I did, and I haven't regretted it since. But with online banking, would you say it's more secure?
Depends what company you're going with.
Just, this is the thing, with, I don't even know him or her, no one knows this person's name.
What?
There's a hacker out there called Anonymous.
Anonymous. Of course it's called Anonymous, yeah.
Yeah, and you see that he wears a mask. Look, I'll show you, I don't know.
So, he'll be hunted down and no more.
We don't know.
This
is the world's most popular hacker. How do you spell it?
Anonymous. I don't know. A-N, not A-M.
A-N-O-M. There we go. Anonymous, yeah?
This guy. Oh, you know that mask, yeah?
Yeah.
I recognise it, but I forgot what it means.
Yeah. They're a group of, like, popular hackers. I looked at. And they were founded in 2003, apparently. Now, and what they do is they just hack. They hack everything.
But the thing is, they're clever buggers, and
exactly.
They can get into anything. Like
they could have gone into the flight details of
Sana's
plane, for instance.
Yeah, and or they could have disrupted the. They couldn't have disrupted the Brexit votes, could they? In the way, no, because that would be more
that's paper based, so paper, no. Yeah. That cannot be hacked. But, well, it can be fixed, I think, but it can't be electronically hacked. So that's not to do with them. That's politics stuff. But with internet the way it is now, would you say it's more easy to get someone's personal information?
Okay, so yeah. But. I think it is, but for me, I have no idea how they do it or, you know. What.
Neither do I, but I do think it is easier. If you're smart, then trust me, it really is easy. So would I say it's a good thing? I mean, listen, everything has its benefits and everything has its cons, right?
True, yeah.
It's just, it's down to you guys, if you want to. It's like anything, with anything it's a risk, right? Everything you do is a risk, essentially.
Yeah.
And if you guys, all I will say is, if you do want to do online banking, yeah, make sure you look into the bank provider, make sure you look into, even ask your friends, like, yo, guys, what bank are you with? Oh, okay, what are they like? Have you ever been hacked? What's the security like? Do your research before you join a bank. Like, with what happened with me, I had Halifax since I was a kid with my mum, so I didn't really have that choice yet.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I grew up, I was like, all right, online banking, yeah, it's going to save me time. I could check my balance on my phone, save me time. Mm-hmm. I could send money to my friends or whatever, it saves me time. And obviously, I didn't know that Halifax is very terrible when it comes to
security.
Yes. In my experience, with you guys, it could be different, but with me, I had a terrible experience. So, this is why I say, do the research with online banking. With me now, I have online banking with my new bank provider, and nothing's happened, so.
I mean, like I told you, I've been with Barclays since I've moved here, and I've had no problems, which is bloody good.
Except that one problem that was nationwide.
Oh yeah, remember I tried to take money out with my card machine, and it wasn't working. I thought, oh my god, I thought my card's broken. But then I went to a person, and they're like, oh, sorry for the inconvenience, we've had a technical issue. I'm like, okay, no problem. So I literally had to take out money by a person, and put my pin in this little small gadget, and I said, how much would you like, girl? 50, you know, to tie me over.
Yeah.
And that's, you know.
And moving on to our final topic, what would you do today if there was no, so if you knew there was no more tomorrow, what would you do?
If it was due today?
Like, obviously, let's say you wake up at, let's say, 6 o'clock, right, that's a normal time, yeah? You wake up at 6 a.m., put on the news, even though that we don't watch the news, but you put on the news, breaking news, There's a meteorite about, I don't know,
2,000 miles away.
Yeah, okay, 2,000 miles away. It's bigger than a planet itself. It's going to crash into us. By 12 a.m., we're all going to die, yeah? So, what would you do?
I'll totally smash a load of cars. Just for the fact, I've always wanted to smash a car for some reason. Like, oh, that car's really ugly. Bam. Oh, that's crap. But, you know, I've always wanted to hit, smash a car up.
So, with your example, I can already tell there'd be chaos then, essentially.
Smash cars up, rob banks, just roll in the money.
But what'd be the point? We're going to be dead the next
day. Shoot, no, I just roll the money up now. I'm going to die tomorrow. Leave all this crap in, you know.
It'd be basically the purge then.
Yeah, it'd be like, not
would you kill someone?
No, I'm not a murderer.
Why not? You're going to die the next day. That person that you want to kill is going to die the next day anyway. You just get the pleasure. Well, if you get pleasure in that, you get the pleasure of killing them, innit?
I mean, obviously, there is... Sorry for my yawning. Tired by this time.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, I've been watching... Obviously, that movie called The Purge is set in America, but obviously it does not exist. But if it did in America, God help them all. I mean, it's obviously one whole night for like how many hours that you can legally kill someone.
Yeah.
And there'll be no emergency service till 7 a.m. to the next morning. Imagine that. Imagine the chaos they'd have in America. And God help us all if they bring it here. I would it's not real, but if they ever made it here, I'd say right, I'd have a morning job, and then obviously the whole night I'd stay the whole night, barricade myself in.
I wouldn't even go to work. I'd try to sit up and like, yo boss, listen, it's you know what day it is today, yeah? No, what do you mean? It's the first day, and I have diarrhea, so that means I can't come into work for 48 hours, and good luck.
48 hours? No, it's usually...
48 hours, if you
have
diarrhea.
No, it's the whole one night. It's the whole one night, and that's it. The next morning.
The next day after, because you just all contaminate the food. Look into it.
Oh,
trust me.
What the...
Yeah, but, with me, what would I do if I knew that tomorrow I wouldn't be here? Now, it all depends on the person. If you're a man with regret, would you call all your loved ones and say, listen, I'm sorry for all the things that I've done in the past, stuff like that? You might do that. You could very quickly try and check off your bucket list, if you even have one yet, depending on your age.
I don't even have a bucket list.
Exactly.
I don't think I'd
feel
like I need one. If I knew,
So you know the world's going to end tomorrow, right? So you can't just actually get on a plane and say, right, I want to go here before the world ends. No. So that's gone. You can't do that, yeah?
You can't go abroad or anywhere.
Yeah.
You stay away.
So it has to be within where you currently are based.
Yeah.
What I would do? It's a tough one because there are a few things I would do, but I don't really want to mention on the podcast because then people will be like... And then, oh, this guy's a psychopath.
No. Whisper.
Kill people in there.
I'll take revenge on people who made my life a misery, and I'll be like, yeah, I know the person, but where the f***?
I
know the person. I'm saying person.
Yeah, but I'm trying to. I would. Just let's have it right, yeah. To all you guys out there, if you're telling me that the things you would do before you know the world was going to end the next day are good things, then you're just chatting BS right now.
Yeah.
You're lying to me, you're lying to Hannah, and you're lying to yourselves.
Yeah.
Because there's no way that you're going to be like, oh, you know what? Now, you might get some people like this. Okay, if the world's going to end tomorrow, then I have to pray to God. Like, you will get those sorts of people.
I mean, if, obviously, what's the point of praying to God? You're going to get, but you're going to get sick, God, anyway. Maybe if you're religious, you might get into the pearly gates of heaven.
But I don't really want to say it. It's just like, I'm trying to think of an entity. What would I do? I would smoke weed, like, no tomorrow.
Would you like smoke at least 10 joints in one day?
10? I'd smoke a lot more than 10 if I knew I wasn't going to be hit. I'd smoke until I can't smoke no more. That's why I would smoke more weed than what is in Snoop Dogg's nuts. That's how much weed I would smoke. Honestly, and I would get someone I know to get the weed for me as well. That's the thing. I don't have to go to Amsterdam or whatever. That's one thing, and that's not so much of a bad thing as like, oh, I would kill someone, or I would rob this, or I would break a car, or I would do this. That for me would be definitely one of them. Another one, I would break into the Arsenal Stadium.
How are you going to do that? It's massive.
Just get a sledgehammer and just bash the place and then just...
Break into
it. Oh, I would actually destroy...
Just take all their trophies, yeah?
No, not even that. I would actually destroy the stadium as best I could. Just then Stan Kroenke would have to put money into it then. But then again, thinking about that now, that's stupid because the world's going to end the next day.
Yeah. No, what happens if you see the next one? Actually, the world's not going to end and you're like...
Yeah, that's a whole other debate. But
you're like, I'm gonna hide away right now.
But what I would do then, I would break into it and I'd take a selfie like of me like on the football pitch sort of thing, just to be like, yo, I was actually on the stadium, and I have a pose like that sort of thing in it, like Messi sort of pose. That's one thing I would do. There's not really much I can say on that, to be honest. For me, you guys are more than welcome to put it out in your chat. But be sort of half sensible with what you say.
Yeah, half sensible. I mean, we don't want stuff like, if you're an Arsenal fan, say, don't say silly stuff. Yeah, I'll walk away or something.
Well, don't be like, oh, I would rape the girl that I have a crush on or whatever. No,
exactly. That ain't cool, either. I mean, tell you, I mean, we're happy to. I'd just be a waste of life, wouldn't it?
Mm. And effort. And coming up to the fun facts now, can fish change their gender?
I heard they can.
All right, which fish?
I forgot when they're first born.
No, I'm asking what kind of fish.
What kind of fish can change it? It's the normal fish. I forgot what they're called.
I'll give you a hint. Find a Nemo.
Clownfish.
Right. Listen to this. Clownfish. Walruses. Yeah.
That's not a fish. It's walruses.
Oh, right, walruses. Whatever the hell it's called.
No, moray eels. Gobies and other fish species.
Are known to change their sex, including reproductive functions, so they can change their sex.
So if they're a guy and out, and they want to be a woman, done.
I'm a woman. That's it.
Or if they're a woman,
it's not done. It's not like with us where you have a sex change and then you're like, babies now? No, sorry.
Yeah, it's not that simple.
You're not really a woman. What? Like with them, you're actually a man and woman inside and out. So, a school of clownfish is always built into a hierarchy with the female fish at the top. So, the female fish, they're the top dons.
Of course, because, we're females. I mean, come on.
When she dies, the most dominant... Oh, yeah, I actually heard about this somewhere, actually.
What?
So when the top woman in the squad of clownfish dies, then... There's basically the second in charge, which is the best man.
Mm-hmm.
He then becomes a woman, and then he takes charge.
Oh, fair enough. I mean, that's women are independent.
I don't know about the rest of those fishes, but that's the story behind the clownfish anyway.
Okay, I think I knew about that anyway.
Yeah, I heard about that somewhere. And before we end it here, got a few announcements to make besides our very lovely mic.
Yeah.
Because of this very lovely mic, I have to figure out a way to just what I'm essentially doing right now. you guys watching up and thinking, ah, oh, this is easy. I could do this stuff in my sleep. No, it's quite hard. I don't know how to do this yet. So work with me. So what I have to learn to do, I have to... This is video, yeah?
Yeah.
But this video has video and audio, right?
Okay, yeah.
So I have to, first of all, learn how to stop the audio in this video.
Okay.
Put the audio into this, okay. Into that.
Oh, yeah. Wow, okay.
Yeah, but as we speak, there is a software that I'm looking into that can sync it up just like that. Yeah, and... I don't want to speak more about it, but I have my means of attaining it for free.
Stingy bastard.
Listen, yeah, when we get, once we get those 1,000 subscribers, I won't be so stingy.
I think it explains your 24% Jewish heredity.
Still waiting for your results, aren't we?
Yeah, I'm still waiting for my results. I mean, I've been waiting. I think it's going all the way to, what, Denmark? I mean, I did that about, what, how many weeks ago?
I don't know, but before... 4 weeks
ago.
We'll talk about this later. Yeah. But, so, because of that, by the time you guys are watching this, then... All right, I'll start with this. So, I don't know when I'm going to be able to upload this video, but I just... I'm going to have to learn how to do that. Plus, with work, I'm doing crazy hours right now, so it's going to be quite hard. So, I'll do a tweet after we've stopped this recording today, but I'm gonna say this won't be uploaded for maybe 2 weeks' time, because because of my crazy schedule and stuff like that.
Yeah. And
next week
you only have Wednesday off and then Saturday, Sunday, don't you?
I don't even know about Saturday, to be honest. I need to ask about that, because one of my colleagues. Are on holiday, so I have to cover her and my where I work. A lot of people are leaving, and a lot of people on holiday as well. So I'm basically one of the top people left, essentially.
Well, I'll be coming anytime soon.
About the corner.
Don't worry, I'll be coming. No,
anyway,
I'm just to leave now.
So the podcast will be delayed for just a short while because of personal issues. Well, not personal issues, but work issues.
It's not really personal, it's just basically work issues.
Work issues.
I'm doing crazy hours as well.
Yeah, and also we're trying to figure out a schedule. If you guys want Pana to come back, then we have to figure a schedule around that as well. Plus, like I said before, I have to learn how to do this audio to video thing. Just all this is new to me. I'm learning as I'm going, essentially. And me and Hannah, we're planning to move out as well.
Yeah, should be hopefully this year.
And Hannah plans to move out with us. So
that's even better. I mean, easier for us to do the podcast.
Yeah,
I mean,
so if you guys do want to see Hannah a lot more often, then great, we're all going to be living together. Yeah. So.
And second, we'll be doing it in a more like a bigger living room area with proper tables and chairs. So it won't be any of this. I mean... Obviously, suddenly we're doing a video like this, and a second set. All right, you know, we've got a different background, it's better.
Yeah.
I'm so gassed. And, I can't wait for that day.
Same, honestly. But so because of that whole move as well, because we plan to move out this year around August, September time.
Mm-hmm.
So because of that as well, we've got that to think about, not just a podcast. So like, that's why I'm saying for the rest of this year, our podcast may not be as consistent, but we will be at minimum with every 2 weeks. Minimum. It's just because we've got a lot of stuff going on, because we've got to do that. I've got work. But once my Connie comes back from my holidays, I'm going to talk to them and be like, yo, put me back on my hours, man. Come on.
Yeah, so I don't like them.
But, yeah, I mean, we've got all those things to come, and... Yeah, I don't really know what much more to say to that. If you guys are still here, then what the hell are you guys doing here? Get out of here. See you guys next week.
Yeah, see ya.